So we're going to get to our callers here. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tom and Joe. This is Sunny.
Good morning, Sunny.
Hey, so I'm calling with a little bit of a Rainforest Festival update. The Rainforest Festival is September 4th through 7th, and you can check out the whole schedule at akrainforestfest.org. But about four of those items have registration requirements. So we're doing two boats going up the Stikine River. One is on Saturday. I don't have a calendar in front of me. Saturday the 6th. And one of them is with a woman named Vivian Mork from Wrangell, who's a traditional foods and plants expert. And there's one seat left on her boat. But we still have at least five or six more seats left on a boat that is going up with Robin Roberts to learn about photography and just do sightseeing. So it's at $266, which is a really good deal for going up the Stikine River. And folks will drive out to Banana Point and then pick up the boat there and then spend a day up the glorious and majestic Stikine River learning about stuff. So still some spaces left on those boats. Wanted to let people know that because sometimes they fill up really quickly. And then we have Cindy Lakadakis is teaching a gel printing class, which is really fun. With you take like plants and you make a print out of them using these gelatin plates. And there are three spaces left in her class. You can just go onto the website or for Cindy's class, you can go to the library's website, tsglib.org. Or if you go on to our Rainforest Festival website, it'll link you there. And then Vivian Mork, again, who's coming to town, is also teaching a salve making workshop with local medicinal plants. And there are 15 spaces left in that one. That one's free. Cindy Lakadakis' class is $40 to help pay for materials. So, lots of spaces left, and then there's a bunch of other stuff that's free and doesn't require any pre-registration. Just show up, take a look at the schedule. Or if people have questions, they can call me at 772-3381.
And Sunny, do you know the online address for the schedule?
Yes, akrainforestfest.org.
Okay.
Yeah, so sign up. Still spaces on the Stikine River trip.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sunny.
Thanks,
yeah,
Sunny.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Related to that, the annual Rainforest Run, a 10K half marathon, is going to be on Monday, Labor Day, starting at Sandy Beach Park. Walkers begin at 8 a.m. The runners begin and the bikers begin at 9 a.m. Pre-register online. This is being managed by the medical center. It's pmcak.org, or you can also register at the park on the morning of the event. It's $20, and again, that's Monday morning, Labor Day, at Sandy Beach Park. The walkers begin at 8, and bike and runners begin at 9 a.m. It's a non-timed event, so you can win, Joe.
Non-timed. You've got a lot of daylight hours, so it'd be light for till about 9, right?
Yeah, right.
10K?
Yeah, exactly. Starting at 8 a.m., you could wrap it up.
That's like 100 miles, 10K, isn't it? 10,000K. I got 1K, it's 1,000.
We've got a caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, Joe and Tom. It's Sally calling.
Hi, good morning, Sally.
What another beautiful day. We're just blessed this week.
It is, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'd like to talk about is the sign-ups for Oktoberfest in front of Rexall next Thursday, the 4th, from 11 to 1. And you need to be present or have somebody be present for you to sign up because we will not do any holdies. Got to have your form filled out and your check in hand.
In front of Rexall.
Yeah, in front of Rexall. And we have a PSA in there, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll just remind them
and
here.
And then second thing is, of course, bingo this week. And I'm sorry that the person I asked to call in last week on both days didn't do either day. But stuff happens.
Right.
And people were a little panicking about whether we were going to meet or not. And yeah, we did. Anyway, bingo this week, Friday. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. Got a little bit of the menu done. Going to do something with cardamom bread.
Ooh.
And haven't decided if it's sandwiches or frosting and make it like a dessert, but something will happen. And anyway, that's about all I have today.
All right. Well, great. Thank you, Sally. Enjoy the beautiful day.
Can I just stop for a
Thank
piece
you.
Of cardamom bread and not play bingo? I love cardamom bread.
I made 4 fresh loaves last night.
Nice. Ooh.
Okay. Thank you, Sally.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And next caller on line 2. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I got some old navigational charts. I got a big bundle of them, like 20 or more, like $100 for them.
Southeast?
Yeah, everywhere. I got these from Don Stevens Sr.
Oh, all right, great.
Yeah, they're old ones.
Yep.
Might even find some secret fishing spots.
Yeah, right.
You want 100 for the whole lot of them, huh?
Yeah, these things are ancient.
Mm-hmm. And it can be reached at?
At 907-650-7608.
7608. Righto.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to put a shout-out to Sally. Good job, Sally.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, that gal's just burning both candles at both ends all the time.
She right. is, I agree. All right, thank you so much.
And she has a different hat for every work site.
So true.
All right, you guys, and don't get sunburnt today.
That's good advice.
We'll work at that.
Appreciate that. All right, next caller on line 3. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning. I am just calling to let the community know that registration is open for Viking Swim Club, and anyone that's interested can visit our website and see the registration options. First practice is on Tuesday, September 2nd.
All right. And the website is?
You know, the best way to do right now, we're having some problems. So just if you Google Viking Swim Club Petersburg, it will pull up our team site.
Okay.
Okay. And then that's probably after school on Tuesday?
Yeah, so it starts about, the first group starts 15 minutes after school gets out, and then depending on the age of the swimmer, there's various groups.
Okay, all right. It's a great club.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right, and yes, first day of school coming up on Tuesday. I think the first time in a while that it's after Labor Day. They always started with a 3-day weekend, which I thought was a nice, easy way to get into it. But I totally
They'd go for like 3 days. They like start like it would have been this week and go for about 2-3 days. Start on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and all of a sudden have Saturday, Sunday, Monday off.
Right.
And then go back.
Right.
So.
Whereas you've got every day off, Joe.
No, I don't. I've got to come here on Wednesdays. This is not a day off.
Another caller. Caller on line 1. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tom and Joe. This is John.
Good morning, John.
Hey, I have one of those tables with an umbrella in it, but I don't have the base for the umbrella, the weighted
So it kind of wiggles?
Yeah, it wiggles, and when the wind blows, it blows away.
That's not good.
Not good. Anyway, if anyone has one they'd like to sell, if they give me a call at 907-772-3677.
What about a bucket of sand?
That works.
You know, I've tried that, but Liz yells at me.
It's probably messy.
So yeah, you have the table. You're not looking for it, right?
He has the table and the umbrella.
And the umbrella.
Yeah,
okay.
I have the table and the umbrella. I just don't have that heavy stand that the umbrella fits in.
Right.
Is the table, is it what type of table? Is it glass?
It's a glass, yeah.
Glass top table like one of those? Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty.
Does it come with the little glasses on it with the drinks and with the umbrellas in them, too?
Yeah, and a fifth.
Oh, ooh. What's your number, John? I got it.
You guys take care.
Did you put a price on it?
You too, John.
Did you put a price on it?
He'll haggle.
Oh, he'll haggle. Okay. John's okay.
All right. All right. Thanks, John. All right. So, as we were talking about, there's a 10K. That's coming up on Monday.
I just called and signed up.
You did?
Yeah.
While it, well,
you, well, yeah. No. No, I don't even know what. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
So, also, Monday, Labor Day, as we've been talking about, it's a holiday, so it's a borough, state, and federal holiday. That means the post office is closed, Parks and Rec will be closed, public library closed, garbage and recycling routes will be picked up on Monday, and the borough assembly meeting scheduled for Monday is moved to Tuesday, so the assembly meeting is Tuesday at 12 noon, not Monday, due to the holiday. And we'll have the agenda for that assembly meeting on our website at kfsk.org. And again, the all the candidates, the deadline was yesterday, so the ballots are set. But you can still, if you're interested, contact the borough down at the municipal building to get more information. I believe you can still sign up as a write-in candidate.
Except you can't write in for assembly.
Correct. You cannot mayor or assembly.
No. Right.
You cannot be a write-in candidate.
No.
But there are other opportunities.
Uh-huh.
I believe there's still an opening on the school board, and I can't. But you'll get more information.
Yeah.
If you're interested in serving, contact the borough.
Right.
down the
right.
municipal building.
I saw it. I don't know if it came from you or where it came from. I just saw it. The list of all the candidates. It's quite a few, yeah. That's good to see them.
Yeah, it is. It's good to see.
But say I'm a little disappointed is an understatement, Tom. Your name wasn't on there.
Right. Disappointment.
Disappointment runs deep with me, yes.
And your team.
And we'll see about that.
Hey, Northern Nights Movie Theater, which is our student-run movie theater, they have their schedule set up for the next couple of weeks. As we know, they're kind of in financial straits, and there's also just a industry-wide issue with the films being released digitally on streaming services and not so much going to the movie theaters as much anymore, which has kind of put our student-run movie theater on its hind legs a little bit. But the student-run movie theater is showing movies Friday and Saturdays, 7 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m. They have an extra schedule for Monday, the holiday. So Naked Gun is the film showing this weekend, and they're showing it Friday through Monday. And then the following weekend of September 5, 6, and 7, the film is Fantastic Four. Then the following weekend is Bad Guys 2. So those are the next three films. Naked Gun, Fantastic Four, and Bad Guys. Those are the next films showing at the movie theater over the next 3 weeks. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, guys. That shorts are sold.
Oh,
they are.
Somebody bought them. Good. Okay, I'll scratch you off there, Kevin. We don't have to go that on the rundown. Good. Thanks for the callback.
Sally didn't buy them, did she?
You.
Kevin?
Do what?
Did Sally buy them?
Oh, no. I don't want none of those.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, that scratches that off the rundown, Kev. Thank you.
Okay, and I got a quart of firewood for sale, some standing dead if anybody needs any.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, well, see, I'll leave your name on there. Oh, no.
All right.
I crossed out your number,
well,
but I can still see it.
Okay, got it.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Bye. All right, Joe, I think we can get to a rundown.
All righty. Tradio for Wednesday. Sunny called. Butch in the Rainforest Festival. I imagine we have PSAs about the Rainforest Festival,
yeah,
and everything, but
yep.
She just wanted to remind everybody that there is some spaces available. You got to pre-sign up for this trip up the Stikine. There's two separate trips. There's on one boat, there's one person available, and on the other one, there's six available. So if you want to take a little cruise up the Sixth Stream, it's only $266, which is a pretty good day price for a little charter up the Stikine. If you've never been up there, it's a different world. That's Rainforest. And then then there's some other classes, too, going on. That's Cindy Lacadas' gel printing class, which is a $40 fee for the materials. And then there's also a salve making class, which is without charge, but they make all the potions and stuff out of stuff that's natural in the woods. And if you're interested, it's akrainforest.org, or you can call Sunny at 772-3381 for more information on this. And I'm sure there's some on the right website, too, if you're interested. Sally called, and just a reminder that Saturday, Thursday the 4th is the day to sign up for your booth for the
Oktoberfest.
Yes, so you got to get down there between in front of Rexall between 11 and 1. Sign up and pay, because they will not reserve your spot until you pay or give you a spot or whatever, whatever available. So that's 11 to 1 on Thursday the 4th. And Sally called. Bingo is on for Friday. It's open at 7, starts at open at 6, starts at 7. So you're going to have something to do with cardamom bread on the menu, which sounds delicious. So if you're interested, bingo, show up. Be a nice night to spend a Friday night playing bingo. And the Viking Swim Club sign-up is on now. So if you want to sign up, it's going to start next week. And Ish, where do you sign up? I didn't get that part.
She said to go online and...
Oh, yes, that's right. Though, the online thing, the website. Mm-hmm. You just got to Google Viking Swim Club and it'll lead you to the
Viking
website.
Viking Swim Club, Petersburg.
Yeah, Petersburg, sure. And then you're just going to, it'll get you the website. They just kind of don't have a, their website isn't quite working that way. So, yeah, if you're going to sign up, get your sign-ups now. Season is going to start soon. John called. He has a table with an umbrella that goes in the center of the table. It's a glass-top table. And he's got the umbrella and the table, but he doesn't have that heavy base that goes down on the ground to keep it from blowing away. As Tom said, a 5-gallon bucket of sand or rocks probably would just suffice just fine. So if you're interested in that, give John a call at 772-3677, and price is negotiable. Kevin called. He called with a bundle of navigational charts. Sold. Way to go, Tradio. But he does also have a cord of firewood for sale. If you're interested in that, 907-650-7608.
All right. Thank you, Joe. That wraps up Tradio for this Wednesday. We'll have it again for you on Friday morning. Oh, by the way, can you do Friday morning?
Yeah.
Thank you. So Joe will be back Friday.
What?
No, it's just...
Chris gone?
Should have asked you off air.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Just pinch me right on air. So, you know, and people say, oh, he said no. Yeah, what else has he got?
He's so busy.
Yes,
we have Tradio for you again on Friday morning, 9 o'clock. And coming up at 10, line one inside pediatric ICUs. And then... this afternoon, Leo Luzak is your host for Street Beat, and then Casey Hammer with you for the High Country today. Nice. So that wraps up Tradio. We'll have a health tip from the medical center here in a minute, and we also have the jet report from Viking Travel.
So as you were talking about the medical center and mm-hmm. the wellness and all this, is there a, and you got an inside track, are they going to have like an open house up at the wellness, the works building?
Oh, there's been talk of it.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool.
They're actually working.
I know that there are people occupying. I see the public health nurses up there now and stuff. So,
Home health has moved down to the previous public health
just
center.
I'm sure people are interested in now that all this equipment is in there.
I think they wanted to get everybody into their workflow first and then, but
that'll be neat.
Yeah, that'd be really neat,
nice looking building.
Yeah, it is. All right, thanks, Joe.
All right,
thanks for joining us for Tradio again. Like I said, we'll have it back for you on Friday morning.